Hello! You are listening to the Plumfield Moms, and this is Monday Morning Book Review. The Winged Watchman, a Plumfield and Paideia book review, originally published by Sarah Masaryk on June 1st, 2016. Hilda Van Stockham's The Winged Watchman is an edge-of-your-seat adventure story that paints a vibrant but challenging picture of World War II life for Dutch families in German-occupied Holland. Quote, Joris Verhagen was 6 years old when the Germans invaded Holland. At 10, he could remember little of what it had been like before the war. Dirk Jan, his brother, who was 4 years older, could tell him more about it, but Joris suspected that he made things up. Surely, there never could have been a time when people threw away potato parings and apple cores and fed their precious sugar beets to the pigs. End quote. The Winged Watchman follows a Dutch family during the last year or so of World War II, when the German occupation was at its most desperate and abusive. The family operates one of the last non-electric windmills. The story is robust, creative, steeped in Dutch and Catholic customs, and it is very exciting. Updated in 2022. This story is fantastic, but it is also true. According to John Tepper Marlin, son of Hilda Van Stockham, this story is based on real events that happened. You can find out more by listening to our interview with John Tepper Marlin. Continuation. The Winged Watchman is full of hope, joy, fortitude, celebration of life, trust in the Almighty, and a good helping of resistance and sabotage. Written like a high adventure novel, the main story centers on two brothers, 10 and 14, and allows us to view the sacrifices and suffering of occupation through the eyes of children. There are scenes in this book which will stay with me and my 9-year-old for life. Unlike The Hiding Place, however, our main characters are able to combat the evil that presses in on them. Like The Hiding Place, Van Stockham leaves the reader with hope and clear examples of how everyone can choose rightly, even when the world seems to be on fire. Because the target audience is young readers, approximately second or third grade and older, Van Stockham gives us a collection of wartime abuse vignettes rather than sustained situations. In this way, these bitter pills are easy for young readers to swallow. A few notes about the content. This story involves necessary deceit, good men lying to evil ones. A little bit of unnecessary deceit, as defiance against evil occupiers. And not graphic, but chilling scenes of children starving in the cold. Additionally, the Verhagen family farm serves as an underground safe house of sorts. At one point early in the story, a Jewish woman leaves her baby with the family without a word. The Verhagens then lie to Dutch informants who have sided with the Germans about the birth and baptism of the Jewish baby. Finally, characters we care about do die. Off-scene, but explained. As a war story, it is to be expected that we will see a variety of human reactions to standing up against evil. The Verhagen family is deeply religious, principled, passionately pro-life, and deeply challenged by the evil that surrounds them. Both of the boys feature prominently and are wonderful examples of integrity, courage, and young manliness. Stories like this are essential to my family library. I want my boys to have living stories like these to inform their moral imagination and inspire courage in their own lives. Parents of littles, there is one word of warning regarding Christmas traditions. Go ahead and head over to our website to see what I mean. Another update from 2022. This fall, my 6th grader, my 8th grader, and I are studying World War II as part of our history stream. We will be using The Winged Watchman in our homeschool, and we'll follow it up with The Borrowed House, also by Hilda Van Stockham, and The Ark and Rowan Farm by Margot Benary Eisbert. You can find reviews for all of those books on our website and in our podcast archives. We love Hilda Van Stockham, and so do the ladies at BiblioGuides. If you'd like to learn more about Hilda, go ahead and go to biblioguides.com, where they have a beautiful author page for her.